A reading from the scripture from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is hard to imagine anyone refusing a cure. When we think of diseases such as cancer, Lou Gehrig's disease, diabetes, we can go on and on. A cure would be pure relief, cause for joy and gratitude. And that is exactly what Jesus has been doing in this 8th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. First he cures the leper, then the centurion's servant, followed by Peter's mother-in-law, and then so many others that they are all gathered together into a summary statement in a verse or two. But this healing story, the healing of the demons, this one is different. What makes it different? This time, when Jesus heals, instead of crowds coming to him and bringing others, this crowd asks him to leave. The townspeople of Gadara are not like the others. For them, the truly frightening thing is letting go of the way it has always been. They prefer to keep the demons around, to keep the road closed. We can be so very much like these townspeople. Sometimes the way we have always been, the demon we've always known, what we have learned to navigate around, accommodate, and live with, is so familiar to us that, without knowing it, we become comfortable with it. We can become so used to it as part of our own self-definition that, without it, we would have to come face to face with the truth of who we are. Finding out this truth takes courage. It takes time. And especially when we have been living with demons for so long, that price might seem too high. When we face the shadow of our inner world or peer into the darkness of our outer world, we can be fearful. Fearful if we forget who is the source of all light. Fearful when we forget that for him, even darkness is light. And when anxiety and concern take over our spirit and doubt fills our thoughts and clouds our future, our creativity, our strength, our fortitude is sapped. We become less and less able to trust, less able to trust God with us, Emmanuel. More likely, we are to believe God is a heavenly being who is far from us rather than a God at our side. When we begin to believe in our own limitations as the measure of who we really are and begin to nurture going to hell in a handbag mentality for everything else around us, we live with the demon of illusion, who begins to convince us that this is the reality rather than grace present in and among us as the truth. These demons of fear, doubt, and illusion separate us from God. They keep the road to wholeness savage, too savage to travel. But the real danger is becoming so familiar with them in our lives that even when God gives us the chance to be whole, to actually become more safe, more who we are truly called to be, we could choose to say, please, leave us. It is hard to change. It is risky to let go of what we have known for so long. We choose to keep the patterns of behavior and thinking, not because we necessarily like them, but keeping them is easier. It's less disruptive, and we trust them more than we trust the one who calls us into life. Perhaps today, Jesus is standing on the road we usually avoid taking. He invites us to travel it with him. He invites us to trust, to go past our limitations, to risk mistakes, to let his light pierce the darkness we perceive both in and around us. Like the townspeople of Gadara, the choice is ours. We can either ask him to stay and walk the road with us, or we can ask him to leave and take another road. Let us pray together for the grace to take his hand, to walk this new road to wholeness, and to not let the demons of fear, doubt, and illusion separate us from the compassionate mercy of our God.